Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Playing Virginia again, 6 o'clock on ESPN2, and congratulations on a nice season, Tennessee, but your baseball season is now over.
Story number 3.
17 finalists have been named for the 2021 USA Basketball Men's U19 World Cup team, and one of them is Kennedy Chandler, former Briarcrest Christian star, Memphis native. So that's a pretty awesome accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 12-man team, and they will play in the World Cup, U19 World Cup, in August in Latvia. Is it in August in Latvia? It's either in July or August in Latvia. It's actually in July. It's next month in Latvia. And so there's 5 more players that have to be cut to get it down to 12, and he may or may not be one of them. But boy, if I were running that thing, and Matt Painter is in charge of all this, the Purdue coach, but you know Jamie Dixon's actually coaching the team, the TCU coach. If I were in charge, I'd want Kennedy Chandler on my team. He's a winner. He's a winner. He wins everything. Everywhere he's at, he wins. That's why so many other class of 2021 prospects wanted to play with him, because he wins. He's a run-your-team point guard who wins. It's why he's going to be fabulous at Tennessee, despite his size. It's why he's going to be an NBA player for a long time, despite him being a little small, because he knows how to play super fast, knows how to play, and he's a winner. He's got the intangibles. If I'm coaching USA Basketball, I'd want that guy on my team. So it'll be interesting to see if he makes the final cut. Some other notable names that are still involved with this U19 team: Chet Holmgren, largely regarded as the number one prospect in the class of 2021, going to Gonzaga. He is still on the team, and I'd be shocked if he didn't make the team again. So somebody people think can be the number one pick in next year's NBA draft. I'm pretty sure he'll be on the final team. And Jaden Ivey, who plays at Purdue, son of former Grizzlies assistant Niel Ivey.
Yeah, had the big game in the tournament.
Yeah, he's like turned into like a legitimate NBA prospect. So he's still involved. His mom's now the head coach at Notre Dame after she left the Grizzlies staff. But Jaden Ivey, Kennedy Chandler, there's two players still involved with the U19 who both have ties to Memphis. One, because he lived here. The other, because his mother worked here for a period of time.
Story number 4.
Yu Darvish went into the record books last night.
What's going on with you?
Struck out 11 Dodgers last night, and this blew my mind when I read this. I mean, I watch baseball and follow it. Mm-hmm. I would have never guessed this was even on his radar. Struck out his 15th career MLB hitter last night. He's got 1,500 MLB strikeouts last night, and he reaches the 1,500 K mark faster than any pitcher in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, wow.
197 games it took him to strike out 1,500, and nobody's ever done it more quickly. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
You Darvish got the 1,500 strikeouts quicker than anybody? Quicker than any Nolan Ryan, Pedro Martinez, anybody? He's only led his league in strikeouts one time, 2013, and yet he gets to 1,500 quicker than anybody. So congrats to him.
Congrats.
Boy, I'd have never guessed that.
No, me either.
If you'd have said, like, name 20 pitchers who got the 1,500 strikeouts quicker than anybody else, Yu Darvish's name would have never even popped into my head.
Right.
I just don't think of him that way. He's a perfectly reasonable big league pitcher, but getting to 1,500 strikeouts quicker than anybody, that's crazy to me. Anyway, congrats to him. Congrats to the Padres and Jeff Calkins.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
NBA draft lottery tonight. Do you even care a little bit?
I care a lot.
Why do you care so much?
Well, I love the draft. I just love the draft. Like, the draft is my favorite thing in sports. So every once in a while, someone comes along and says, let's get rid of the draft, like Kevin Arnott. It's like smarter than I am and all of that, knows more about the NBA. But the whole let's get rid of the draft, people, the draft is a blast, right? It's hope. It's an intersection between college and pro sports. I love them both. There's suspense. Even the losers are winners, and that's been handy for me, given who I follow over the course of my life. So I love the draft. And then there's an incredible suspense sitting who's going to get who. And then from a Grizzlies perspective, the truth of the matter is I'm very glad they had the season they had. I would have much preferred they had the season they had. But today I kind of wish they were the lottery. Like, it's more fun when your team is in it. I know there's an indignity to be in it, but there's more fun when your team is in it. And at the very least tonight, I'm going to be hoping like hell that, say, New Orleans and Oklahoma City – don't get lucky and jump up and get one of the, top three picks or whatever it is. So there's real suspense from that perspective from, who the Grizzlies are going to have to deal with. Like, let the top three go to Detroit and Orlando and, whatever.
Cleveland.
You pick the other one.
Cleveland.
What? Cleveland, yeah. Detroit, Orlando, and Cleveland. That's my top three right now. Mail it in, yeah.
I do, I'm with you. I wanted the Grizzlies to make the playoffs. I love that they made the playoffs. Today's different. Like, we'd be talking about what
right.
We'd be daydreaming a little bit. It's actually called the lottery for a reason, because it allows you to daydream like the actual lottery does. I've never won more than $2 on Mega Millions or Powerball or anything else, and I suspect I never will. But every time I buy a ticket, like I'm at the gas station, I'm like, I just passed a billboard. It's up to $256 million.
Right.
Might as well buy three tickets.
I'm not moved by $256. Get me up over $500 million, and it's worth it for me to get a ticket.
I do love it. It's so stupid because I'm like this as well, because I'd have to drive past one of the billboards every day. and I see it. Powerball is this. Mega Millions is this. And I'll look at it, and it'll be like $32 million. I'm like, $32 million? It's not even worth my time. It's not even worth my time. But if it says $340 million, I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to get gas, I guess I should get it today.
Right.
You know, so I can get
won't
some
be able to get it. Well, some of it, though, is obviously it's ridiculous. Of course it would be life-changing to win $32 million. But some of it is that at $700 million, at some point it becomes a communal event to buy a lottery ticket, right? Everybody at that point is, oh, my gosh, you see how big it is now? Like, more people buy it. You're participating. You know, it's in the news that the Mega Millions is up to whatever. And so you're participating in a community event. But I do the same thing. I absolutely do the same thing.
Like, I will go out of my way. Like, let's say I've got a quarter of a tank left. I don't need gas right now. But it's Wednesday. And the drawing's tonight, and it's for $540 million. I'll say, you know what? I wouldn't normally get gas, but I'll get gas now. I will not just go into a convenience store and get a ticket. Like, I've got to be able to justify it. Like, well, right. I had to stop anyway. But I will make a point to stop on days, and I'll fill up what I can in my gas tank, but then also get tickets. And I spend more time than I should thinking about what I would do if I actually hit it. And like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm doing fine. I've got everything I want. I mean, not everything, but like,
I think the real question is what would you do? A, about your life, right? Like, work. That would be the first question of how does it impact your life in terms of that? And then it's what would you buy and how would your next life be? But for a lot of people, it would be like, would you show up for work again? You win the $80 million. We'll cut it to what I would make it fun. Are you showing up for 92.9 for another week, or are you still showing up to 92.9?
I think I would still work. I like
both jobs.
I would not. I'd never rank basketball teams again. I promise you that.
Well, that's right, but that's a lot of work you're doing. If you're literally doing talking on TV about college basketball and talking on 92.9, that's a lot of work for someone who's worth $100 million, Gary. Well, that's a lot of work for some. I would not do everything. I just would not. Well, I mean, I would.
Well, I see somebody my friend and colleague Wally Zerbiak. He has a lot of money.
That's true.
And he
doesn't do a daily radio show, though, does he?
But he does every Knicks game in studio.
Oh, does he?
Yes. And then when he's not there, he's on CBS. Like, he works a lot. And I wonder sometimes, like, is this really, like, you've got more money than, like, he actually has.
Well, but it's funny, though. With Fred Smith, we don't say, why didn't Fred Smith stop working? Like,
right.
With a CEO, we don't expect them to stop working just because, do we accept the Jeff Bezos? He's got enough money. He doesn't have to show up for work, but he's still running the Washington Post. He's got the rocket ship company. He's got Amazon. He still does. A regular schlub wins the lottery, and we expect them to quit and never work again, whereas the people who actually have money in this world tend to have money and continue to work.
Right, like Barack Obama writing all these books. Like, at what point?
Right.
I actually do look at that and I go, why are you writing all these books? You've got enough money.
It'd be like Donald Trump. Just go golf, you know, whatever. Like, you know, do that if you're president. Right. It is funny. Like, Trump's going to do the whole new, the ex-president thing. Like, Carter's out there building houses. Brock's writing books, you know. Trump's like, you won the lottery, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different deal. Yeah.
I would continue to work, A, because I enjoy it. B, I think I need it. I am wired to do whatever I have to do. And very little else. Like, when I am busy in the season, I'm working nonstop, and I get everything done, and I do whatever I have to do to get everything done. And then when this happens every off season, my schedule lightens up, and I still do.
Man, you're going to change your life. You're going to do the Peloton. How's the Peloton going for you?
It's actually pretty good. I'm actually doing.
That's good.
I'm consistently on it, but if I didn't have somewhere to be, I can just see the routine that I would fall into. You know, I'd stay up late. I'd
drink.
I'd drink more than I should. Like, if you give me no response.
Okay, but do you need both things? What if you just did? What if you just did a daily radio show? You don't need the other thing, but you like the other thing. It's not that you need that for your schedule. If you had 92.9, that would keep you going, right? In terms of I have something I have to do, whatever else. Whereas the CBS stuff, like that you've got to fly, and I imagine it's fun. I know it's not all fun, and you might never write another word again because writing isn't fun. Writing's hard work. The finished product is fun when you can look back at having written. Writing is like running. You know, you look back and say, I went for a jog. That was good. But while you're doing it, no one likes it. And the same thing with his writing. So I can't imagine you would do that, but you would, I imagine you like the being on. It looks fun to me. Looks like you're having fun.
We are having fun. And like, I work with people who actually have money, so much money that they don't ever have to do. Like, I look at their career earnings. Like, Richard Jefferson used to work with us. He made $100 million. You know, why is Richard Jefferson talking on TV every day? He made $100 million because he wants to, because it's fun. Right. And it also keeps you relevant. It makes you feel like
that's the thing. You want to have an impact in life. You don't just want to sit there and count your money. I really do believe that. I mean, it's fine to have enough money to count and all that. It makes life easier. But I think the fundamental point should be to have an impact, to be relevant, to, you know, I mean, no, most of us don't actually just want to sit on our keisters.
Yeah, some people have too big of an ego to just disappear and enjoy their money. And I, if I'm being honest, I think that would maybe, I'd fall under that umbrella a little bit. So I would quit writing and I would quit ranking teams. I would probably do radio, do the podcast, and talk on TV. And that's it. I don't think I would do anything else. And that's a lot. But
that's a lot.
Yeah, but I would do those things.
But here's the other point, is what's interesting is that you stop and you buy that lottery ticket, and I'll tell you what, if I buy one, I don't think I have much of a chance.
I know, I always buy three or something like that.
But I have bought as many as 10. That's the most I've ever bought.
Well, the key is
I think when I get 10, I think I got a pretty good shot. You know, I bought 10. I put down the $10 bill or whatever it is, or maybe I put down like double it, whatever they call that, circle it, box it, whatever that thing you're supposed to do.
Well, that's what you got to do.
You got to do what?
You got to do a combo. What's you got to do the printout tickets where they just pick your numbers like it's just a random, and then you got to fill out the sheet and give it to them with your own numbers.
Like, I don't
think
that. No,
you
got
to. No, you got to do that. I've heard that those win.
Like $100 million.
Really? It's all statistical. Statistically improbable.
Fill it out by a pencil or not.
Now, My dad told me that actually the majority of the people I think that have won it won by just getting the printout. Like you go and say, give me a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I would never take the time to pick my own numbers. What is the point?
Here's the point. The Grizzlies, when the Grizzlies won their lottery with Ja Morant, they only had a 6.2% chance.
Right.
A 6.2% chance. You can dream when you go in there. And I think probably when I get 10 tickets, I get about a 6.2% chance.
It's not
roughly the same.
Not even close to that.
I'm just kidding. What do you think, I am an idiot? No. Yeah,
but I buy those tickets, and then I go, man, I actually have these thoughts. I go, well, just what if? Like, what if tonight those numbers came out, and I realized I just won $350 million. How amazing would that be? And then I find myself, I'm like, looking.
Oliver would probably like piss on the ticket and tear it up, and you would not have it ever again.
It'd be like,
you know, they flush it down the toilet by mistake. What do they do with the ticket? Oliver was playing with something in there, right?
That would be my nightmare, is that you would lose that ticket somehow, or something would happen to it. But I'll buy the ticket and I'll leave it in my car, and then I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up the next day, and I'll get on the internet and I'll go, man, what if there's a story? Because they know where the ticket was sold. Like every time, I'm like, man, what if they said the ticket was sold in Memphis? Then what? And then I start looking for houses like on the coast of California, and I'm like, I would 100% just buy this house. And then of course I win $2 at best.
You'd buy a house on the coast of California? Is that what you'd do?
Now here's the thing.
I mean, you still have your house here, I'm sure, but you know, with your $100 million, would you also buy a house in California?
I would want to live in California, but I would not leave here, but I would like to. I just wouldn't. I mean, not that I'm running for anything. I just, I really, my
you like California?
No, it's not just I like California. I love the way it feels in California.
Right. I know what you mean. You like the weather. You like the freaking weather.
It actually changes my mood when I'm out there. Like I like looking at the ocean, and I like no humidity. I like playing golf and not ever going, my God, it's too hot out here, which is impossible to do in Memphis. Like it's always too hot. I mean, it doesn't prevent me from playing golf, but and you get used to it. But it, like, you don't have to live in this humidity. you can not live in this. And I would, if I had no family here, I would win the lottery and then uproot to California. We'd live in Southern California.
Well, good luck, GP.
Yeah. I didn't even buy lotteries.
Anyway, I'm rooting against the tonight. I'm mostly rooting against, probably more than anyone, New Orleans. But after that, I honestly think Oklahoma City's a threat, too. Like, we don't need them to get a player of surpassing talent. And they're the ones who have, I think they're fourth best odds. So I think they have a reasonable shot. I'd like them to slide. Maybe they're fourth or fifth.
Tied for fourth. They have 11.5% chance. That's tied with Cleveland for fourth behind Houston, Detroit, Orlando. It just seems like Oklahoma City's so far away.
They got so many ticks, though. If they start hitting on them, which you need them to not hit on them. And plus, they got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, you put him with a 7-foot big man who can run, who's got small guard skills, right? I don't know. That's the start of something there. That's another team you got to worry about.
How
you got the big at Mobley, right?
It is improbable, but possible. How would you feel about Golden State getting the number one pick?
I wouldn't love it, obviously. I wouldn't love that at all. Although, what's interesting is what feels like the window for Clay and Steph is still only for, 3 years, right?
I would think at most.
At most. So it's not like they're going to have those players. They'd have the number one pick to pair with James Wiseman going forward, right? That's what they'd have.
Or my suggestion would be you win the number one pick. I think they get the sixth pick as well from Minnesota, maybe, if it drops out of
there. If it slides. Only get it if it slides.
So, in theory, they could end up with 1, 6, and I think 14. They could end up with 1, 6, and 14. And could you package that with James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, whatever, and actually make a move for Bradley Beal, make a move for Damian Lillard?
You could certainly do that. I mean, are you having him give up the number one pick?
Yeah. Why not? What do you care? You've got a Steph Curry window that's closing. Go for it now.
I don't know. I think you have a chance. I don't even think they'd trade the number one pick. I don't think you'd have to package. I don't think they would trade the number one pick. You've got a guy who people think is going to be a franchise player for the next 15 years. Right?
You wouldn't do the number one pick plus whatever you have to do contract-wise to make it work for Damian Lillard. I would in a second.
I don't think I would in a prayer. No, absolutely not. No, 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 no. Maybe. No, no. I don't want to. I guess. No.
I mean, you suddenly next season, it's Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. I would do that. Whatever Cade Cunningham becomes, he becomes. Yeah. But I'm going for it right now.
I can admit for Dame Lillard. Would you do it for Bradley Beal?
Maybe.
I just don't think you do it. I know you got Cade Cunningham. It's going to be I don't know. How good do you think he's going to be?
I think he's going to be great. But, I don't know he's going to be great. I think he is. I don't know.
You think this is like trading Wiggins for Love? Is that what it is like? Is that this? It works for them. They got a title out of it, right?
I would bet on Cade Cunningham being better than Andrew Wiggins. But I would bet against him.
Clearly now you would. But would you have, when Wiggins was coming out?
I thought he was going to be terrific. You know?
Exactly.
I was wrong. Yeah. I thought he was going to be terrific. He's not. He's a perfectly okay
That's what you would be saying. If you deal the rights to Cade Cunningham, you're like, okay, he could be awesome. He could be like a tremendous player for the next 15 years. He could also be the equivalent of Andrew Wiggins or whatever.
How about this?
And so why not go for a guy? I don't know. If I'm a franchise, I want 15 years of being awesome more than 2 years of being – so the Nets made their bet, right? Their Nets made their bet. And they bet for right now. That's what the Nets did when they went out and got everybody, right? But what they weren't trading against having a young star for the next 15 years. They didn't have to give that up to get the collection of stars. And they're going to have about a 3 or 5 year window now, the Nets up, right? But they didn't give up Cade Cunningham for that. They didn't give up young players who were going to be awesome forever for that. And so I think that's a tough one. Do you take the short, brilliant window or a player who you really think is going to be a franchise player for the next 15 years? I don't think it's obvious.
You're guaranteed 4 years of Damian Lillard. I'd do it too. I'm not certain Cade Cunningham will ever be as good as Damian Lillard. In fact, I'd bet against it. And Damian Lillard's one of the five best players in the world.
You only got 4 years of Lillard. If you tell me right now I can have Damian Lillard's career or Cade Cunningham's, I'll take Damian Lillard's career because I know he's awesome, right? But if you're telling me I get 3 years of him, or how many years? I think he turns 31 this year, right? I get three years of Dame Lillard, 3 years of Dame Lillard being awesome, or Cade Cunningham for the next 10, 12 years? I'm taking Cade Cunningham.
In a vacuum, I think that's probably right or possibly right. But I'm super focused on...
I know, the argument's because you got Steph and Clay and Draymond.
Okay, so like here's the alternative scenario to what I'm suggesting. Again, by the way, we should point this out. Golden State's not getting the number one pick tonight.
They got a 0.5 chance. Yeah, okay. I think it's 0.5.
This is exactly like Jeff and I talking about what mansion we're going to buy in Santa Monica, okay? If we win the lottery tonight. Right. It's not happening.
We're pretty much exactly the same. But yeah. It's the same as me having 10 tickets to
the
lottery.
We're daydreaming. So the alternative to what I'm suggesting would be this. Okay, you get Cade Cunningham, you put him with Steph and Clay and Draymond, and that's still just not good enough. You know, it's just still not good enough. And then by the time Cade Cunningham becomes what you think he's going to be, well, Steph's not what he was anymore. Draymond's not what he was anymore. And you're good, but you're never great with Steph Curry again. And then you got Cade Cunningham. Draymond's gone, Clay's gone, Steph's gone. And what do you have around him? It's total question marks. As opposed to, I could guarantee you for the next 2 or 3 years, you have got a championship contender if you stay healthy. I grabbed the sure thing.
Here's what I actually think. I think I don't think Golden State would do it, and I'll tell you why. Is because, well, first of all, you just said it. So, like, how many championships do you have to get to make it worthwhile, right, in that window? How many championships do you actually get to make it worthwhile? What happens if Clay's hurt? What happens if Steph's hurt? You know, we just saw the Nets go for it, didn't work, et cetera. So you're going all in for a championship, and yet you're – you got 2 or 3 years, and yet if there's a twisted ankle, et cetera. But I think the reason that Golden State wouldn't do it is, although we say that we're interested in winning championships, and maybe that should be the ultimate goal, I think from a business perspective, if you can guarantee, listen, we got Steph for the next, we're selling this place out for the next however many years. We got Steph, and now we also have Cade Cunningham for the next 15 years. This is the, you know, we're going to be relevant and good for the next 15 years, and we'll trust our ability to build a championship team around those guys, and we're not going to just be crap in 4 years. Thanks very much. We're not going to do that. I think that's – I honestly – I know this is a cold way to look at it. I think it's much the better business play.
Maybe. But again, Golden State's not going to be picking first. it's just
– So where's the worst place? The worst for – the team that we absolutely do not want to win is New Orleans. Can we agree on that?
I think so, because right now you've got disgruntled Zion.
Right.
Who might not
just
even...
where we want him. Wanting his way out. Right.
Wanting his way out of there. To go...
You put Cade Cunningham there, it's going to suck.
Yeah, because now maybe Cade Cunningham's there. He's awesome. Zion's already awesome. New Orleans gets good, and then you don't want to leave.
And they beat the hell out of the Grizzlies even without Cade Cunningham. Right. Imagine what they'd do to him with Cade Cunningham. Right.
Right. The worst thing for the Grizzlies would be New Orleans to – right now what you want is Zion to remain disgruntled. And, I mean, given the stories that came out last week, he might be the one guy that rejects the max extension.
Right. So you want that. Okay, then after that, there's Houston – Sacramento, Oklahoma City, the Warriors, as you point out, aren't going to get it. 0.5% chance. But, like, are you worried about it? Are you worried if he ends up anywhere of those other places?
I don't think so. I don't think San Antonio's
Minnesota,
got
it. Minnesota.
Minnesota could get interesting. If Cade Cunningham is a star, Anthony Edwards looks legit. Karl Anthony Towns has been an All-NBA guy. You know, they've just – I don't know why that's never worked. But
no, I think that's what that would all of a sudden, however much blundering they've done in the past, that would cut through a lot of their blundering and make them instantly, like right now, if I offered you the Grizzlies roster or the Timberwolves roster with Cade Cunningham, you'd take the T-Wolves roster.
I think so.
Yeah, if they get him. So you don't want him going there either.
Yeah, you don't want him going to Minnesota. You don't want him going to New Orleans. Those are the two. Everywhere else is so far away. You know, like Houston seems like it's a million miles away right now.
Houston's a million miles away.
Spurs make me nervous.
Spurs, like, what are the Spurs?
I'm just ready for that thing to end, man. We got to end that thing.
It's over. The San Antonio thing's over.
They're still going to be in the playoffs next year.
No, they won't.
Freaking are every year, it seems like.
It ended.
Yeah, the Spurs thing's over.
I don't worry that much about the Spurs.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them. They did the thing that some franchises do, which is they were great, and then they stayed good, and then they were just okay. And now they're just okay. And there's if you look at their roster, there's nothing to be in love with. Like, they've got nothing in the front court. There's just nothing there to.
Yeah,
star like Karl Anthony Towns that you would be pairing a high lottery pick with here that would scare you.
Or even Anthony Edwards. They don't even have an Anthony Edwards.
Right.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, the Timberwolves have two young players, and I know Cat's been in the league for years, but he's still relatively young. The Timberwolves have two better young players than anybody on San Antonio's roster. I'm not worried about the Spurs at all. Spurs are dead.
You say that.
Yeah, no, they're dead.
It's like a horror movie. It's like a horror movie. They come up out of the ground, a little hand. Greg Popovich's hand is going to come out of the ground.
Yeah, they're done. Do you – I know we talked about this a little bit on your show. Do you have somebody that you hope slips to the Grizzlies at 17?
I don't know him well enough. Right. I just don't know him well enough. I mean, everyone says, you know, Corey Kispert is a guy. Like, is he that good? Do you think he's that guy? It's funny, he had a horrible championship, but what do you have? Horrible tournament, right?
Had a horrible tournament. Listen, he can shoot. That's undeniable. He is an incredible shooter. He can come off screens, catch and shoot, all that stuff. He can bounce it a little bit. But that's not really what you're going to be asking him to do. You know, run off screens, make shots. Who can he guard? He couldn't guard anybody on Baylor. They kept putting him in ball screens and eating him up. They did it to Drew Timmy and Corey Kispert. That was concerning to me because can't really bounce it, can't guard. He has one obvious NBA skill, and that's a shooter. But here's the trick. Everybody falls in love with these shooters all the time. Ooh, he can really shoot it. Okay. But if he can't be on the – being an incredible shooter is of no help if you can't get on the court. Like, having an incredible shooter on your bench is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. So you tell me that Corey Kispert is going to be able to stay on the court for 25 minutes a game, then I'm going to tell you at 17, if he's available, that is absolutely somebody I would look at. And it's somebody I would look at regardless. But I'm real concerned about how he stays on the court. Because, you know, when he got put into a game against a super athletic team that hunted him over and over again, he was not at risk of getting taken off the court because it's a college basketball game. You're not taking Corey Kispert off the court. But in the NBA, like, if they hunt you like that, it becomes hard to play.
And the other problem is that the Grizzlies, you know, Ja is not and will never be a great defensive player,
right?
So you can hide maybe, you know, we've seen it. You can hide a, you know, one guy who can't guard someone. You know, you put him on Ben Simmons, whatever it is, you know. But can you hide two guys who can't guard, right? And so I think it becomes a problem for the Grizzlies. Obviously, you know, the theory is that the Grizzlies have a type. They like productive four-year players, et cetera. And he certainly fits that. Savvy, smart, whatever. Like, you fit right in with the culture. I think the question that people ask is, and it's sort of in the abstract, I'm sure this comes down to specific players rather than the abstract, but should they in fact take a swing at player in this draft who might have a higher upside and maybe hasn't necessarily been as productive, more of a toolsy type player who you can develop, and if they develop, they'll be both good defenders and effective offensively, et cetera. But that's an abstract question.
Yeah, no, but I would be interested in – I would hope they're having those conversations. In my latest mock draft, I have the Grizzlies taking Chris Duarte out of Oregon because he's ready to play tomorrow. And that's not only why I'm taking him, but, like, he shoots it, he guards, he's tough, he knows how to play. He's in your rotation as a rookie on opening night for basically any team. I would believe – here. How about this? I'll tell you this. Chris Duarte will not be selected in the top 10. He will be one of the top 10 rookies in the NBA next season, maybe one of the top 5 rookies in the NBA next season. He's ready to go. Now, some of that is he's 24 years old. You know, he should be ready to go. But he's ready to go. So that is somebody that's ready to help you next season. I like him a lot. He will be better than where he's picked. And he won't be picked by some franchises because of his age. But once you get him, you won't care about that. That's the thing with older draft picks. If they don't work out, you regret it. But if any draft pick doesn't work out, you regret it. Here's what you never regret. Drafting a 24-year-old if he's actually really good. You never go, oh, he's really good, but I wish we didn't take him. He's old.
Right.
That wouldn't be an issue. So I've got him taking Duarte. But if the counter argument to that was, listen, there are multiple former top 10 high school prospects who are probably going to be available at 17. Zaire Williams out of Stanford, Jalen Johnson out of Duke, Greg Brown out of Texas, Josh Christopher out of Arizona State. Let's just take a swing and see if we can actually, you know, do what Denver did when it drafted Michael Porter Jr. Now, the circumstances were different, but Denver just said, hey, we got this guy here. Who else are we getting in this range? Let's take a guy who, if last year would have gone differently, might have actually been a top five pick. Like this time last year, there were people making arguments that Josh Christopher could be a top five pick, that Greg Brown could be a top five pick, that Jalen Johnson could be a top 10 pick, that Zaire Williams could be a top 10 pick. Why don't we take one of those guys at 17 and see if we can, you know, find a real bargain, high-end talent at this point in the draft? I'm totally open to that.
The thing is, though, what's deceptive is we look at this as either or. Who has the upside? Who's productive? Who's older? Who's younger? And, of course, you know, this is a franchise that drafted Tony Roten, who had the upside, and didn't draft Draymond Green because 4 years, where does he fit, or whatever, you know, like whatever. He's more, what's exactly his role? Yeah, he was productive at Michigan State. Let's go upside. And in the end, there was obviously no upside to Tony Roten. You know, if you can't play, if you don't have the things that are required to be an effective basketball player, it doesn't do you much good.
Right. I mean, you know, that's the only reason Zaire Williams, Jalen Johnson, Greg Brown, Josh Christopher, guys like that could possibly be available at 17 is because they weren't, for whatever reason, what they were supposed to be in their 1 year of college. Sometimes that's not the biggest deal in the world. You know who sucked in college? DeAndre Jordan sucked at Texas A&M. Couldn't play. And somebody
Well, what's his name at Kentucky? Phoenix, right? And right now, didn't have a great college experience. So who am I? I'm just
Devin,
you know,
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin Booker wasn't great in college, was he? I think he was 13th. I think he fell to 13th.
He was the fourth Kentucky player selected in that draft.
Right.
I think that's on John though. Devin Booker was playing behind the Harrisons.
That's true too.
So
Devin Booker was playing behind the Harrisons.
But he was the fourth Kentucky player picked in the 2015
draft. He went 13th. I think it was 13th. It's my memory.
Yeah, no, Carl Anthony Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein, and Trey Lyles all went ahead of him, which is absolutely insane. But it didn't seem insane on draft night, you know, in fairness. Didn't seem insane on draft night, but with the benefit of hindsight, it looks
Well, the point is that you can't pick by type, right? Like, you can find four-year productive players. Troy Bell, same thing, who are totally ineffective, right, who do nothing in the NBA. You can find toolsy players who were McDonald's All-Americans and fell for some reason who didn't do anything in the NBA. You can also find players in both categories who turned into tremendous players. And so it's not really about saying this is the category and type of player we, you know, in the end, it's about the specific player. I mean, yes, you have to think about the other, the category and all of that. But just because Desmond Bane is an effective four-year player who, you know, maybe he has short arms and whatever else, but he turns out to be a really good first-round draft pick, I'm sure you, Gary, who covered college basketball forever, can think of a million four-year players who never sniffed the NBA.
You can find an example that confirms what you want it to confirm or contradicts what you want it to contradict, regardless of what you're looking at. I could show you super productive one-and-done players who never developed into anything relevant in the NBA. I can show you one-and-done players who weren't very good college players who became all-stars in the NBA. I can find you four-year players who, you know, flourished in the NBA. I can find you four-year players who couldn't get off the bench in the NBA. Whatever
whatever category you're looking at, there is somebody that is a positive and somebody who's a negative. The truth is, you just got to find the right players. And that's the Grizzlies' job, not mine. So I guess it is partly my job, but, you know, I don't get it.
The stakes are lower.
If I mess up on a mock draft, it's not. It doesn't ruin a franchise for the next decade. But if you do it, it can. So we got plenty of time to talk about that. I'll see you later.
See you, guys.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. She can help you if you live in Tennessee. She can help you if you live in Mississippi. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a local business that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that is the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something were to happen to you. Unfortunately, it happens every day in this country, too many times. But if you got a nice life insurance policy, you can avoid that. If something were to happen to you, your family is going to be emotionally devastated. You wouldn't want them to also be financially devastated. Best way to avoid that, good life insurance policy. You can get one right now from Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Imagine you got a local doctor, local dentist, local attorney. You also want a local insurance agent so that if you ever have to make a homeowner's claim or automobile claim, you're calling a 901 number and talking to somebody you know as opposed to a 1-800 number and talking to somebody who you don't know, they don't know you, and they don't care about you the way somebody who knows you might care about you. Elizabeth Rook Insurance checks that box. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. Phone number is 901-867-7283. 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. We are now about 2 hours and 15 minutes away from Game 2, Western Conference Finals, Clippers-Suns tonight. No Kawhi Leonard, no Chris Paul. Phoenix, 4.5-point favorite. How you feel about it, Big Ben Bennett?
Man, every time I count out the Clippers, it seems like they come back. I'll take Clippers plus 4.5.
Ooh,
yeah.
You don't believe Suns in four?
No, I'll take Clippers plus 4.5.
I think the best story now is the Suns winning every series the rest of the way in four, so that Suns in four guy becomes a legend forever.
That's true. Yeah, although he's really been pumped up quite a bit. I think it's time to just let that dude, you know. Rest.
Dude, he's a legend.
I know he is. Did you see the dude that he beat up wants to fight again, do like a celebrity?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
No.
Now, there's another video circulating of the other guy saying that the Suns and Four guy didn't land any punches, that all he did was scratch him, which is a complete lie if you watch the video, but I thought it was interesting.
I've watched the video 50 times. Mm-hmm. 50,000 times.
Yeah.
That dude got beat up.
He
tried to sucker punch and then he got beat up.
Absolutely.
And by the way, people who are like, well, you shouldn't be celebrating this. Like,
no, he dumped a beer on him.
You. If somebody tries to sucker punch somebody and then gets beat up because of that, I do celebrate that. It discourages sucker punching.
Absolutely. And that dude dumped a beer on Suns and Four guys. So, like, you You get what you get.
You get what you get.
You dump a beer on somebody, it's all bets are off.
If this is Sons and Four guy just running around the arena in Denver picking fights and being a jerk, mm-hmm. then like, you know, even if he wins the fight, you know, that guy's a clown.
Also, I liked his, you know, he did an interview too when he was like the Sons and Four guy, and he was like, you know, I've been beat up before. He's like, I just, you know, got lucky in this situation. And I liked the humble approach by Sons and Four guy.
He didn't look lucky, though. It didn't look lucky. No. He looked like he was in total control. He was handling one man while talking crazy to another man and making sure everybody understood that this is a Sons and Four situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's legendary stuff.
It was.
Again, if he was being a jerk, causing fights, creating fights, then I agree that it's not to be celebrated. But somebody tried to sucker punch him, and then he made that person pay. I actually think you can celebrate that.
I do, too.
It discourages sucker punching and also serves as a reminder. If you're going to sucker punch, boy, you got to get it right.
You better land it.
You got to get it right.
Or else.
I was always, when I used to think about maybe fighting sometimes, I've never really been in a fight, but when I would think about sometimes, like, this might go down. I might have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I would always weigh the pros and cons of, like, if I threw the first punch— Like, that's clear. If punches are going to get thrown, you might as well throw the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if I don't land it right.
Good night.
It might be over for me.
Yep.
And so then I would just go, you know what? I'm just not going to get involved.
Right.
I'm not going to get involved. But I did. I thought it through. And next guy, this Denver fan, he didn't seem to think it through.
No.
If you're going to sucker punch somebody, you've got to get it right. Because if you don't, oh, boy, it might be bad for you. And it was bad for him.
Yeah.
He got what he deserved.
Yeah. Clippers plus 4.5.
That's the official pick from Big Bet Bennett. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Four. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
July 4th, right around the corner. You know what that means, Big Bet Bennett?
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations here in the Memphis area. One is at 3rd Street South, and the other is at Getwell and Stateline Road. And you're going to want to hit one of them to take advantage of what is the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Both locations are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And both locations are really easy to get to, especially, I don't know if you heard about this, now that the bridge is closed. I know in a different time you might go to Arkansas to get those fireworks. Sure you want to do that now? I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. That's not what I would do. I'd go to Boom City Fireworks. In fact, I actually do go to the one at Getwell on Stateline Road. It's the closest one to my home. Been there every year for as long as I can remember. And among the great things about it, you're indoors. You're shopping indoors, air conditioned. So you're not outside sweating and getting sunburned while you're just trying to pick up bottle rockets and whatever else. You're indoors. So you can stay out of the heat while you shop. And again, they got the largest selection and biggest discounts on fireworks in the Mid-South. This is all at Boom City Fireworks. Again, two locations, 3rd Street South, and Getwell at Stateline Road. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, whatever you want, they're going to have it for you. They got daily specials as well. And you can keep up with everything on the Facebook page. Just go into that Facebook search engine, Boom City Fireworks. Type it in, hit your button, it'll pop right up. Don't get caught in traffic crossing the bridge. Go to Boom City Fireworks, two locations in the Memphis area. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Let's run through this real quick because I've got to be shaved, showered, and in a chair exactly 1 hour from right now.
Uh-huh.
And I live 30 minutes from here. So
I'm a little up against it.
I'm up against it. What did we learn today? What did we learn today?
I mean, we learned that we don't want anybody from the Western Conference to get a top pick in the draft lottery.
Especially not the New Orleans Pelicans.
Right.
Because right now they have disgruntled Zion. And in Memphis, you should appreciate a disgruntled Zion who dreams of playing at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Because that's in the East, and you never have to worry about him again until you reach the NBA Finals. So That's what we learned today. The worst thing that could happen for the Grizzlies tonight is for the Pelicans to win the lottery, so that's what we'll be rooting against.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Western Conference Finals, Clippers Suns, Phoenix Suns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.